This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Is your home stuck in a style slump? Well, 2026 is your year because Bob's Discount Furniture has incredible finds that pack a style punch and won't drain your bank account. We're talking statement pieces like the gorgeous Sofia sofa and loveseat with channel tufting and super comfy bobopedic cushions, or a farmhouse storage bed that hides the mess and still looks beautiful. Want to cozy things up? Snag an electric fireplace and make your home feel like an actual hug. They've even got the latest technology. Their showcase immersive sofa has Bluetooth audio, heated seats, massage, power recline, and LED lights. It's like having a movie theater in your home. Make 2026 the year you love your home. Get your picks in 26 at Bob's Discount Furniture.
Making plans with asthma can be awful. It always goes from, that sounds fun, to, in this weather, what if my asthma acts up? I got tired of saying no, so my doctor suggested Dupixent. I'm Rachel, and I'm sponsored by Regeneron and Santa Fe to share my story with real patients like me.
Dupixent, dupilumab, is an add-on prescription maintenance treatment for adults and children 6 years and up with moderate to severe eosinophilic or oral steroid-dependent asthma that's not controlled with current asthma medicines. Dupixent is not for sudden breathing problems.
Dupixent helps people breathe better in as little as 2 weeks. And now, I don't even think twice about saying yes to plans more, rain or shine.
Severe allergic reactions, including skin reactions, can occur. Get help right away for face, mouth, tongue, or throat swelling, wheezing, or trouble breathing. Tell your doctor right away of signs of inflamed blood vessels like rash, chest pain, worsening shortness of breath, brown or dark colored urine, tingling or numbness in limbs. Tell your doctor of new or worsening skin symptoms, joint aches and pain, or a parasitic infection. Don't change or stop other treatments without talking to your doctor.
Do more with less asthma. Ask your asthma specialist about Dupixent by name. Visit Dupixent.com or call 1-844-DUPIXENT.
97.1 FM Talk Podcast.
All right, welcome back to the Mark Cox Morning Show, starring Mark Cox. The ever-vacationing Mark Cox, as our friend Richie pointed out on Facebook last week. It felt like a long break to me.
Well, I bet it did.
Which was really nice. I just have to tell you, I haven't taken that much time off around the holidays in a while, and it was just a weird quirk that caused that to happen because, of course, you know, Christmas and the day after, and then New Year's Eve and the day after, and then I just took a couple days out of each week, and then suddenly it was almost 2 weeks, and it was nice.
You always are happy when you took the time off and you're kind of debating what to do. It's so exciting when you actually have like a week off. You can put it, you can sandwich it in with a weekend, so you get both weekends as the bookends.
Yes.
And then it really does feel like a nice long break.
It really was, and kind of great to recharge the batteries and to be back in here. And, of course, absolutely nothing happened while I was gone. So we've just got a lot to talk about this morning.
Yeah, it was pretty quiet when you were
to
gone.
To kind of catch up, I'm kind of thinking, don't you? I mean, come on. What is there to talk about? Except, of course, the Don Roe Doctrine, which I think is one of my new favorite sayings. Instead of the Monroe Doctrine, it's the Dunroe Doctrine. Because like Manuel Noriega before him, Nicolas Maduro is in a U.S. prison. And for all of the haters out there, I just have to remind you that George H.W. Bush grabbed Manuel Noriega back in 1990, brought him to the U.S., where he stood trial, where he was convicted, and where he ended up dying in prison. He never got out of prison again. So for all of the doubters, I was listening to the news on the way in this morning, for all the people saying, he's going to make a court appearance today in what could be a long, retracted power struggle over whether or not the U.S. can even charge him legally. And I'm like, are you not students of our own history? Manuel Noriega was the leader of Panama. We went in with forces. We grabbed him. We brought him to the U.S. We charged him. We convicted him, and he died in prison. please, please, please explain to me the difference between Manuel Noriega and this idiot in Venezuela. Zero. Zero difference. So for all the doubters out there, I just had to point that out right off the bat this morning. I'm so tired of hearing this. Well, you know, now we have to see if the U.S. can convict him. Heard somebody suggest yesterday, well, and I kind of wondered this myself, why did they take him to New York? Where you know you have the majority of voters in New York are anti-Trumpers. Is there a chance they find some sort of a jury with a couple of knuckleheads on there who hate Trump so much they're not going to vote to convict this guy just because they have Trump derangement syndrome? I guess it could happen. George H.W. Bush did not face the headwinds that Donald Trump faces.
So you think they could have taken him anywhere in the country and for whatever reason they chose New York?
I maybe that's where the indictment originated.
From 2020.
I'm guessing.
So here's my, and that's a question for Hans. Yeah, we're speaking with him, right, obviously, at 6:20 this morning. The other question I had was, obviously, Maduro is a very evil man. He has killed so many people. Dictator, even the Venezuelans are celebrating this. I was a little surprised they can just go to another country and just snatch someone up. How does that, is that because he had been indicted?
Yes.
I was thinking about if Iran had done some indictment on Trump, even though it wouldn't be justified, let's just say they had, could they just come and snatch Trump? I mean, like, not that that would happen. I'm playing out the scenario in my head, because even though this makes sense to me why they went and got him,
right?
I'm trying to understand how they're able to do that.
Well, because he was... because he's a criminal, because number one, as Rubio tried to explain on CBS and all the morning shows yesterday, this is a guy who has been declared a narco terrorist and condemned by a number of different countries around the world for his actions, which are basically helping prop up China and Russia and all these other bad actors in the world right now, where he's selling them oil for 50 cents on the dollar and helping prop up their governments. In addition to the fact that he's the head of a cartel. So they absolutely had the legal authority to do it. And Marco Rubio explained it so well this weekend that we'll get into some of that for you coming up. But, you know, obviously that just trumped, so to speak, all the other news from over the weekend. I mean, it really did. There was really nothing else that happened over the past 5 or 6 days that even comes close to this. Nobody's talking about any of the other stories right now, including, and I'm going to play this for you coming up here shortly, the fact that there are so many layers to this Venezuela story, and I remain pretty convinced that one thing that's going to come out of it is more information on the origin of the Dominion software that changed the election in 2020. There's a lot of evidence, there's a lot of smoke, that it originated with Hugo Chavez in Venezuela to steal his own elections and was then transported to the U.S., the software that operates a lot of these voting systems. And if even a tenth of the story I read on this is true, it's going to be explosive.
I've heard that's really what this is about, is election interference. And it kind of surprised me that supposedly Venezuela, of all the places, has this software to be able to rig elections.
Isn't it amazing? I mean, now bear in mind that 20 years ago, probably 20 years ago, I'm guessing, Venezuela was a major economic force in the world. And then they embraced collectivism and things went to hell in a handbasket.
So things are really looking good for New York City then.
I'm just saying.
Because Mom Donnie wants, in fact, that was, yeah. What did he say?
They we're going to move away from rugged individualism and embrace collectivism.
Yeah, my gosh.
How did that work out when they were eating zoo animals in Venezuela? Please remind me of that. Oh, it's good to be back. Had to get all this off my chest. That's all I can say. We got a great show for you this morning. We are giving away some Rascal Flatts tickets every day this week. They're going to be coming to Enterprise Center on January 17th. So coming up very shortly here, you're going to have a chance to do that. Thanks to our friends at Live Nation. We're going to get to that for you this morning a little later in the show. Hans is going to be up maybe to talk about Kim's question on the legality of all of this and how they snatched Maduro and are going to be able to prosecute him in the U.S. We got Dan Buck in this morning in the 7 o'clock hour. We're going to talk to Tom Ackerman about all the big football playoffs, pro and college, that happened the past couple of days. It's got to be a good morning. We're going to be back. First, though, I want to get to I've got enough time. Let's go ahead and get to our top stories, Ethan, please.
The Mark Cox Shortlist.
But the gangs that they sent raped, tortured, and murdered American women and children. They were in all of the cities I mentioned, Trinidad, Aragua. And they were sent by Maduro to terrorize our people, and now Maduro will never again be able to threaten an American citizen.
Yeah, Trinidad, Aragua. When's the last time you heard that name mentioned? Well, that's been a couple of months, right? Remember, they had gangs all over the United States, and they were from Venezuela. So come on. What a mess. And once again, you got an action by a president who says what he believes and follows through on it.
Why wasn't congressional authorization necessary?
It wasn't necessary because this was not an invasion. We didn't occupy a country. This was an arrest operation. This was a law enforcement operation. He was arrested on the ground in Venezuela by FBI agents, read his rights, and removed from the country.
All right, there you go. Marco Rubio's Secretary of State. The guy's masterful. He sliced and diced any network news anchor that tried to challenge him on any of this weekend, including, here we go, Kim, for 2026, George Stephanopoulos.
Venezuela is not a security threat to the United States. They're not threatening to invade us. There is no terrorist group like Al-Qaeda operating there that has plans to attack the United States. To the extent that you care about the drug trade, yes, they produce drugs, but those drugs go to Europe.
Oh,
fentanyl is the drug that's killing Americans. That's not coming from Venezuela. Venezuela produces cocaine. 90% of it is not coming to the United States.
Oh, how about that? Chris Murphy, Donald Trump, hold my beer. I'm going to make the Democrats defend a communist drug dealer dictator from South America. And voila.
Everything is a charade. The CIA and the Trump administration, the Justice Department and State Department together decided maybe a month ago that Maduro was out. He was going.
Yep, Bill O'Reilly seemed to have it all figured out. He must have some pretty good sources because he said they figured this out a month ago. They were just waiting for the proper evening to carry it out, which happened to be this past weekend. And we're going to talk more about this, obviously, all morning long. Next hour, we'll get to our friend Hans von Spakovsky. Quick break right now for the first time in my time back in 2026. Let's get to our national anthem.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
When you think about meal kit companies, what do you see? Probably long, complicated recipes and subscriptions you can't escape. But with the new Blue Apron, we're doing meal delivery differently. No subscription needed. Faster, easier meals. And the same dedication to quality we've always had. Shop 100 plus meals at blueapron.com. Get 50% off your first two orders with code APRON50. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
find new customers on a platform that's here to stay. With TikTok for Business, anything is possible. If you've ever thought about advertising your business on TikTok, now is the time to do it. You can drive more customers to your website, sell products right in the app, and you can even use TikTok's creative tools to easily make content and find creators to help sell your products for you. Find new customers today. Just open your browser, type in getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTokAds, and grow your business fast.
Come to DSW for the shoes, stay for the fun. Because, let's be honest, if shoe shopping isn't fun, are you even doing it right? So go ahead, try something new. Try something different. Good different. Try something that feels like you. You know, the real you. And then definitely brag about it later. Because at DSW, you've got unlimited freedom to play. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
Is your home stuck in a style slump? Well, 2026 is your year because Bob's Discount Furniture has incredible finds that pack a style punch and won't drain your bank account. We're talking statement pieces like the gorgeous Sophia sofa and loveseat with channel tufting and super comfy bobopedic cushions, or a farmhouse storage bed that hides the mess and still looks beautiful. Want to cozy things up? Snag an electric fireplace and make your home feel like an actual hug. They've even got the latest technology. Their Showcase immersive sofa has Bluetooth audio, heated seats, massage, power recline, and LED lights. It's like having a movie theater in your home. Make 2026 the year you love your home. Get your picks in 26 at Bob's Discount Furniture.
All right, welcome back. The ever-vacationing Mark Cox. I might just put that in the title here on the Facebook page and social media and YouTube and all that. All credit to Richie, who I saw on Facebook last week, said, hey, when the ever-vacationing Mark Cox comes back, and I'm like, really? Ever-vacationing? I don't feel that way at all.
You get hated on with that by more than just Richie.
I know. Listen, here's the deal. You're gonna hear a lot of me this year, because at least I'm gonna front load this for you. I'm probably gonna take some time off when it comes to significant time, sometime in July, because my daughter's graduating from high school. We're gonna take her on a trip somewhere, and then next September, like in September. Into September, I'm going to be taking some time off for a trip with some of the listeners, and we haven't even rolled this out officially yet, but there is a link on the website if you want to go look at it, because we're going to be going to Switzerland and spending about 8 or 9 days with a bunch of great listeners in 97.1, and you have an opportunity to go along. I got to tell you, I've done this the last couple of years. I got a core group of people that have traveled with us twice now. Fantastic people. Proud to call them good friends now. We got together around the holidays and had a little Christmas gathering. It was fantastic. And we're going to go again, and you can join us until the trip sells out, which I'm sure it will. We're really going to start advertising this around the 15th of this month, and we're going to have a meeting in February for people that still have questions. But if you want to guarantee your spot, you can go to 971talk.com/events, and you can find a link to the trip with Mark Cox, and you can go with us. That'll be fantastic. So I will be taking some time off in September, trying to get people largely my vacation schedule right now, so they don't think I'm ever vacationing.
In your defense, people do take off vacation throughout the year, but your job being very public, it's just people are a lot more aware of the fact that you're taking off a day or a week.
Well, as I've argued to Trisha Everding, that time shouldn't count against me because it's I'm doing it for the people. Like, I'm taking a vacation with the listeners.
Ethan, can we do that?
So they shouldn't
go
even
to Europe.
I think
with
every
the
trip
people?
We take is for the
it
people.
It is for
so
the people. Yeah, that's true. You know
be.
What? My people is my those are my two sons, Easton and Hudson. So I'm always taking time off for the people.
They shouldn't even count that against my vacation time.
I like that idea. Trisha, do you hear that? None of our vacation time counts.
Hopefully she's listening. I think that shouldn't count against PTO. None of that. Well, so whatever they call it these days.
Mark,
that shouldn't count.
You are getting a little bit of reprieve on the text line. So maybe your time off, people are not hating on you as much. And
good.
You even said George Stephanopoulos, and our friend who can't stand the fact that you say that way has not even commented yet.
314-241-9797, the text line, otherwise often known as the hater line.
It's a hate on Kim line, actually, this
morning.
Has
it been?
Yeah,
oh, I'm sorry.
No, just this morning. They said I was a weak-kneed woman.
Oh, no.
Thank you for that.
Wow.
I always love to hear from a fan.
We'll be like that news anchor from Springfield who's become famous putting her clips on there about how people insult her all the time for her looks or her weight or all that stuff.
Yep.
You should start one of those.
I know, and we could do it in our news voice.
I know, I'm just saying. And now she...
Kim's is such a weak-kneed woman. Why do we have to protect all the allies in NATO? Because the world relies on us to be the sheriff and always be the peacemaker.
You sound like that girl on Facebook who does that all the time.
I know, the mom link.
The mom
whatever.
Link, yeah, that's pretty good. By the way, a year ago, this time, we were talking about New Year's resolutions, and I took a lot of grief because I said something about picking up a guitar again, and then I never really followed through with it.
Did you do that over your little vacation?
Well, I've taken the first steps, so let's put it that way. But I'm not making that resolution
this year. Whoa, whoa, whoa. In your mind, what is the first step?
I downloaded an app.
Okay, I was going to say declared so, you wanted to do it.
No, I downloaded an app. I already have the guitar and all that that's been sitting in my basement for 40 years. Regardless, I'm gonna brush up on those skills at least a little bit this year. But I didn't really make resolutions. But what I have done is, and you can hold my feet to the fire on this, I am going to drop about 20 pounds. I've committed to it. I've eliminated certain things out of my diet, and we'll see what happens.
Wow.
I refuse to say that I've gone on the wagon, so to speak, but I am, at least for a couple of months, going to cut back on things like beer and that sort of thing that really kind of, you know, are extra calories
that I don't need.
I'm speaking personally here, Ethan. Things that I don't need. I don't need an extra couple of hundred calories a day that taste good but don't really do anything for me. So I'm going to try to get rid of a little extra weight, little double chin here action.
Well, I'm cheering you on. I mean, I told you before we went on the air, I'm dairy-free now because of my son. So I think I'll hopefully naturally lose weight because I can't eat basically squat.
It just means I can't be bringing donuts and stuff
I can't even eat the McDonald's.
Recently.
They cook them with butter.
Just warning you.
I can't have any of that.
All right. Coming up, we're going to get to Kim on a whim a little bit later. Our legal expert, Hans von Spakovsky, on exactly how and why Nicolas Maduro is going to look a lot like Manuel Noriega. We'll be right back.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Here at Blue Apron, we know exactly how hectic school nights can be. That's why we created Assemble and Bake. Delicious one-pan meals that make family dinner simple. Just assemble the pre-chopped ingredients and put the pan in the oven to bake. Then you're free to help out with that last-minute diorama. Shop Assemble and Bake at BlueApron.com. Get 50% off your first two orders with code APRON50. Terms and conditions apply. Visit BlueApron.com/terms for more.
Looking for a new way to grow your business? With TikTok for Business, anything is possible. If you've ever thought about advertising on TikTok, now's the time to do it. You can drive more customers to your website, sell products right in the app, and you can even use TikTok's creative tools to easily make content and find creators to help sell your products for you. Find new customers today. Just open your browser, type in getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads, and grow your business fast.
Come to DSW for the shoes, stay for the fun. Because let's be honest, if shoe shopping isn't fun, are you even doing it right? So go ahead, try something new. Try something different. Good different. Try something that feels like you. You know, the real you. And then definitely brag about it later. Because at DSW, you've got unlimited freedom to play. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
Is your home stuck in a style slump? Well, 2026 is your year because Bob's Discount Furniture has incredible finds that pack a style punch and won't drain your bank account. We're talking statement pieces, like the gorgeous Sophia sofa and loveseat with channel tufting and super comfy Bobo-pedic cushions, or a farmhouse storage bed that hides the mess and still looks beautiful. Want to cozy things up? Snag an electric fireplace and make your home feel like an actual hug. They've even got the latest technology. Their Showcase immersive sofa has Bluetooth audio, heated seats, massage, power recline, and LED lights. It's like having a movie theater in your home. Make 2026 the year you love your home. Get your picks in 26 at Bob's Discount Furniture.
Kim on a whim.
Mark, one of the big stories you missed while you were gone was that crazy Minnesota fraud. You know, $9 billion worth of fraud that's been happening for years under the watch of Tim Walz, who thinks that he's qualified to run again.
Breaking news.
Embarrassing.
He's not. There's a story in the Daily Mail this morning that says Walz has a news conference scheduled for this morning and may withdraw from the governor's race in Minnesota.
Now, I wonder if they're just speculating that simply because he called a news conference.
Maybe.
And
maybe.
Then instead he'll double down. Because that's what he's done. And he's spoken out since this whole debacle.
Yeah.
Since this Nick Shirley video went viral last weekend and said, oh, you know, I've done everything I can to protect the Minnesotans. And I've made sure that we're not, you know, dealing with fraud here and yada, yada, yada. And it's basically a bunch of BS. Well, of course, he has the mainstream media working with him, essentially, trying to discredit any sort of investigation that Nick Shirley did alongside this guy, David, who has been working on gathering this data for years. He says he has an inside source with the state government there in Minnesota, and that was who he turned to get all these statistics that he was sharing in this video. It's not like he just made these numbers up, okay? So CBS sends their reporter out there to go do some their own investigation into the story, and here's what they end up posting on social media.
We visited those sites too, as did state inspectors many times over the last 6 months, and we found the facts on the ground tell a different story. Those daycares, many of them were written up for safety violations, things like maybe busted equipment or staff training issues, but that's not the same as being fraudulent. So it's important to put all of this into context. Granted, fraud is indisputably an issue in Minnesota, and next year it's going to turn up the heat continuously on state officials, including Minnesota Governor Tim Walz, who's running for re-election. And there are 14 programs, Medicaid-funded programs, that are currently under investigation by state and federal government, but childcare is not one of them.
There have to be many state officials, government officials in Minnesota who were in on this. And so when they're sitting there saying, you know, oh, well, these were not fraud cases, maybe they had some violations, I don't trust that.
The question is, if a tree falls in a Learing Center and there are no children there to hear it, did it make any noise?
Did you know that Kamala Harris is a proud graduate of the Quality Learing Center?
Really?
Yeah, yeah.
I'm not surprised by that.
Yeah, she
got
a diploma from there. You see the t-shirts they have now and sweatshirts, Quality Learing Center?
I have seen that, yes, indeed. I saw where the guy tried to fix it.
No, they did the day after. So here's the thing. I also heard that they bust in at one of these centers, these daycare centers, they bust in a bunch of kids the day after. Well, guess what? What would stop them from doing the same thing where after this whole thing goes viral, they send state investigators out to these 10 daycare centers or whatever it was that were exposed in the video, and they would have already had time to come up with a whole thing of lies to make it seem like this is a legitimate business. Then you add some guy who had the audacity to go out there and do some news conference, and he's like, yeah, you know, we had a break-in, and they got in through the kitchen, and they stole all the documents related to our employment.
Oh, did they?
Employment records.
Because everybody wants that.
Right. And everything related to all the kids. All the enrollment documents, those were also taken. They probably took no money because I don't even want to know how much money has been flowed through those fraudulent businesses. But yeah, you're right. They just took the documents.
Yeah.
That's what they want.
Well, here, this will end up, I think this is going to end up being one of the biggest stories of 2025 and 2026. The first hearings are scheduled on it, I think today. At least this week, Congress is going to be holding a couple of hearings on this to try to get to the bottom of it. You're right. With a little bit of warning, you could easily fill that classroom up if you knew they were coming and just say, hey, parents, I'll pay you $50 to bring your kid over here for a few hours. Why would you not have a plan to do something like that just in case there was a surprise inspection? The evidence here is overwhelming. They've tracked this money out of the country. They know where it went. They know that like the guy that is the UN representative for Somalia in New York lists his occupation as a daycare operator in Minnesota. You can't make it up. You couldn't write a book like that. It's incredible. I saw a great meme over the holidays with the
guy who was in the Tom Hanks movie about the Somalia pirates, and he's looking at the camera, and it says, that look you get when you realize that you tried to rob a ship and got caught by U.S. Navy SEALs, while your cousin who fled to America just made $30 million by scamming the federal government.
Yeah.
I mean, it's that bad.
Oh, I know. There's a video of Tim Walz. I have fear about AI. Like, I have my concern about it. But, man, it's been really funny in light of all of this. And there's a video of Tim Walz, this is not pretty, in a cheerleading outfit, okay, with pom-poms jumping up and down. And the team name is the Somali Pirates. But, I mean, yeah, this is crazy. Now, Nick Shirley had posted this, and I'm not sure I 100% believe it, but this is what it says. Liz Collin initially shared this, and he was, I guess, retweeting it or whatever. But it says, Minneapolis Craigslist post in search of child actors for daycare site where funding was cruelly ripped away without cause. $1,500 a day. Again, I do question that because anybody could do that.
Yeah.
But... let's not put it past them that's how desperate a lot of these Somalis are who've been ripping people off and then sending the money over to help the terror group Al-Shabaab. All right? I mean, that in and of itself should raise some serious red flags for Tim Walz.
Well, again, we'll find out. Walz has a news conference scheduled for today and in Minnesota. This was reported by the Daily Mail as the article where I saw this a little earlier this morning, so I'm anxious to find out if that's true. Let's see. Fox in Minneapolis is also reporting now that Governor Walz is likely to drop out of the 2026 Minnesota governor's race.
Because here's the thing. You've lost all credibility by now. If he had not already lost it when he ran for vice president, called himself a knucklehead, had that disaster of a debate with J.D. Vance where he just sliced and diced him, now you couple it with this whole debacle. Despite what comes out from this, and I think that oversight hearing is scheduled for maybe Wednesday for the U.S. House members.
All right.
But like I said, he's lost all credibility at this point.
So at 11 a.m. today, here's what we know about the Walz situation. Fox 9 out of Minnesota is reporting out of Minneapolis, St. Paul, that they're quoting a political insider named Blois Olson, reported on Sunday that Tim Walz is likely to announce Monday he will drop out. Here's what we know. He has an 11 a.m. news conference to take questions and discuss the news of the day, but no other details about the press conference were shared by the governor's office. Hours later, political insider Blois, what a name, Olson, reported that the governor was set to make an announcement about his political future Monday and that he would likely drop out of the 2026 race.
Interesting. Because I know a lot of governors will call weekly, maybe not weekly press conferences, but when I've covered politics in different markets, it's not that unusual. You might have a semi-regular presser. But yeah, I mean, if he's... Sounds like this is not just some ordinary press conference.
Wow. So there are reports that he met with Amy Klobuchar yesterday, the senator from Minnesota. And Fox 9 News is reporting that Klobuchar is on a short list of possible contenders for the seat if Walz were to bow out of the race. The Secretary of State is another name that came up as a possible contender. Now, I don't know. We don't care that much about Minnesota politics, except that with the Somali fraud, it's now dominating the future here. It's dominating what's going on here.
Yeah, and just imagine if he had been vice president.
Oh, my gosh.
Just wrap your brain around that.
Well, and plenty of evidence that the Democrats were well aware of this during the election last year and simply tamped it down and ignored it, acted like there was nothing to see there because they didn't want that to dominate the political conversation like it is right now.
Yeah.
Might have lost even worse.
Someone wrote in on our text line, which, by the way, is open, 314-241-9797. And I obviously, you have to see it for it to be more funny, but they misspelled everything intentionally and wrote, "Good morning, I'm a graduate of Learing Center. LOL, God bless you guys are great, George." But everything is spelled wrong.
Thank you, George. We do appreciate it. We spend all day trying to educate you. That's it.
Edumacate.
We're going to edumacate you. All right, coming up, I don't know about you. I personally have gotten a huge kick out of the way the media is trying to now soft pedal exactly how dire the situation was in Venezuela. It's like they forget their own reporting on how bad things were there before. We're going to get to that and more. We got Hans coming up in the next hour. We'll give away some Rascal Flatts tickets as well. Remember the text line, 314-241-9797. Back in just a minute.
President brags about his Venezuela policy? Give us a break. He hasn't brought an end to the Maduro regime. The Maduro regime is more powerful today and more entrenched today than it was when the president began.
Oh, Chucky Schumer. Chucky. This was one of his lies, big lies of 2025 by Chuck Schumer. In addition to eating raw hamburger with cheese on it, he told another whopper there by claim the president has success in Venezuela. He hasn't done anything. Maduro's got more power today than ever before. Well, what did Donald Trump do? He used the might of the United States military and law enforcement, by the way, and he went in and snatched the guy in the middle of the night. Think about this. Went into a foreign country that everybody was so worried about in the middle of the night, landed on a military base, snatched the guy in about 3 or 4 minutes, put him on a helicopter and flew him back out to an aircraft carrier where they brought him back to the United States. Not on the carrier, but by air. But you get my point. What happened there was tremendous, number one. It was a testament to the men and women that serve in our United States military, and God bless them for what they do. Also, my guess is, and I'm just speculating here, Kim, at some point this weekend, an entire case of Tums from the plant down the street here got delivered to the presidential palace in Mexico City. Because that one, Claudia Sheinbaum, or whatever her name is in Mexico, who's been so critical of what just happened down there, has got to be sweating bullets. And so does the guy in Honduras and all of these other countries where they, with a wink and a nod, let the cartels do what they want because the cartels run the country. And now they're looking at their neighbor in Venezuela going, dang, if they can get into Venezuela that quick, what could they do to me? Do you understand how important that is to your future, to my future, to the future of our children and my grandchildren? I mean, what's happened in this country is stunning. So you understand the impact this has had, listen to Joe Rogan. If you won't listen to me, listen to Joe Rogan on just the impact Donald Trump's had in the last 11 months on overdose deaths in the United States. Go to cut four.
Other things involved too? I don't know. I mean, I'm sure some of it has to do perhaps with politics. Mm-hmm. I mean, I think that's a reasonable assumption. But Jamie, I just sent you something. Here's what's interesting. One of the things that Trump was saying is they're poisoning our kids and that 100,000 people are dying every year from drug overdoses. We have to put a stop to this. From the time Trump's been in office, deaths by overdose have dropped off a cliff. Look at that. Look at 2024. Leading into 2025.
Just look going at down.
These are all deaths from overdoses. I mean, that's kind of crazy. Like, look at that. From all drugs, which is the top one, look at that drop. I mean, that's...
Yeah, it's incredible what's happened here. Tens of thousands of lives saved because of Donald Trump's commitment to shutting down the border and starting to impact the corruption of these cartels. So if you, if you're in a little 10-pot dictatorship somewhere in South America and you think things are going to just keep going like they have been, you got to be second-guessing yourself now. I'm just saying. So the mainstream media in this country, here's the reporting I heard this weekend. I took one for the team. I watched CNN for an hour yesterday, sitting in my living room. And none of them wanted to go back and report on some of the same things they were reporting on a year ago or 2 years ago in Venezuela. And here's the big one. Here's the first one. 60 Minutes. Listen to their reporting on Venezuela, not quite, just over a year ago. Listen.
Freedom isn't the only thing in short supply in Venezuela. Hunger, chronic blackouts, and a scarcity of essential medicines plague the country. Today, more than 70% of residents live in poverty. It is a stunning reversal of fortune for a nation that was once one of the wealthiest countries in the world. Venezuela's economy was crippled by disastrous socialist policies and mismanagement, a crisis exacerbated by 20 years of U.S. sanctions imposed in direct response to the regime's anti-democratic actions, human rights violations, and corruption. That triggered triple-digit inflation and a humanitarian crisis.
Yeah. Wow, that was 60 minutes.
Well, now they would be celebrating Mamdani and this socialist who's taken over New York City as mayor and wants to essentially do the same thing.
Isn't it weird? They've embraced the warmth of collectivism in Venezuela, and look what happened. Go ahead for the people and play cut number six, please.
We will draw this city closer together. We will replace the frigidity of rugged individualism with the warmth of collectivism.
Ah, that warmth might be the inside of a United States prison cell.
If the people of New York yearn for solidarity, then let this government foster it. Because no matter what you eat, how you pray, or where you come from, the words that most define us are the two we all share. New Yorkers.
Wow. Wow, that's the new mayor sworn in on the Quran up in New York City. He's going to embrace the warmth of collectivism. So, in other words, before long, they'll be hunting for food in the New York Zoo. That's going to be great. Going to be fun. Coming up, Hans von Spakovsky. Stay tuned.
Get more at 971talk.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
It's a new year, and it's time to get your picks in 26 with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop Bob's for hot new styles featuring the latest technology, like stylish sleeper sectionals with immersive Bluetooth audio, relaxing reclining sofas with LED lighting, and fabulous fireplaces with mood lighting and speakers, all at Bob's everyday low prices, of course. So if you want to refresh your room for less, save big by stopping in or shopping online at Bob's Discount Furniture.
Making plans with asthma can be awful. It always goes from, that sounds fun, to, in this weather, what if my asthma acts up? I got tired of saying no, so my doctor suggested Dupixent. I'm Rachel, and I'm sponsored by Regeneron and Santa Fe to share my story with real patients like me.
Dupixent, dupilumab, is an add-on prescription maintenance treatment for adults and children 6 years and up with moderate to severe eosinophilic or oral steroid-dependent asthma that's not controlled with current asthma medicines. Dupixent is not for sudden breathing problems.
Dupixent helps people breathe better in as little as 2 weeks. And now, I don't even think twice about saying yes to plans more, rain or shine.
Severe allergic reactions, including skin reactions, can occur. Get help right away for face, mouth, tongue, or throat swelling, wheezing, or trouble breathing. Tell your doctor right away of signs of inflamed blood vessels like rash, chest pain, worsening shortness of breath, brown or dark colored urine, tingling or numbness in limbs. Tell your doctor of new or worsening skin symptoms, joint aches and pain, or a parasitic infection. Don't change or stop other treatments without talking to your doctor.
Do more with less asthma. Ask your asthma specialist about Dupixent by name. Visit Dupixent.com or call 1-844-DUPIXENT.
Hi, I'm Angie Hicks, co-founder of Angie. When you use Angie for your home projects, you know all your jobs will be done well. Roof repair? Done well. Kitchen sink install? Done well. Deck upgrades? Done well. Electrical upgrade? Done well. Angie's been connecting homeowners with skilled pros for nearly 30 years, so we know the difference between done and done well. Hire high-quality pros at Angie.com.
Oh, could this vintage store be any cuter?
Right? And the best part? They accept Discover.
Accept Discover? In a little place like this? I don't think so, Jennifer.
Oh, yeah, huh? Discover's accepted where I like to shop. Come on, baby, get with the times.
Right, so we shouldn't get the parachute pants?
These are making a comeback. I think.
Discover is accepted at 99% of places that take credit cards nationwide. Based on the February 2025 Nielsen report.